The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet-sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey there, Brainstuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here. Depression treatment is better now than ever before, thanks to a variety of prescription drug options and improved therapy techniques. But in some cases, these proven therapies fall short. However, magic mushrooms just might be the key to giving those with depression some much-needed relief, according to a recent study by researchers at Imperial College London. Published in the journal Scientific Reports, the albeit small study looked at the effects of psilocybin on 19 patients for whom conventional depression therapies failed. Psilocybin is the psychoactive compound that is naturally present in 200 types of magic mushrooms. The researchers described the results as rapid and sustained. In fact, within weeks, the patients reported fewer depression symptoms, with several of them describing a brain reset. This reportedly lasts for up to 5 weeks post-treatment. Other studies have shown positive effects from using LSD and MDMA, the active ingredient in ecstasy, to treat some mental illnesses. But this is the first study to look at the effect of psilocybin on depression. Dr. Robin Carhart-Harris, head of psychedelic research at Imperial and leader of the study, said in a press release, "We have shown for the first time clear changes in brain activity in depressed people treated with psilocybin after failing to respond to conventional treatments. Several of our patients described feeling reset after the treatment and often used computer analogies. For example, one said he felt like his brain had been defragged, like a computer hard drive, and another said he felt rebooted. Psilocybin may be giving these individuals the temporary kickstart they need to break out of their depressive states, and these imaging results do tentatively support a reset analogy. Similar brain effects to these have been seen with electroconvulsive therapy." Which, by the way, is not as scary as it looks in movies and can be a real help to those for whom other therapies don't work. In the study, participants were given 2 doses of psilocybin a week apart. Functional MRIs done after each dose showed reduced blood flow in certain areas of the brain, particularly the amygdala, which is credited with processing fear, stress, and emotional responses. Greater stability in a different brain network was also revealed. The tests appear to show that people undergo a temporary disintegration of brain networks during a trip, but reintegration follows soon after. Psilocybin has been used for medicinal purposes for centuries and became a popular recreational drug beginning in the 1960s. Researchers warned that people should not attempt to self-medicate, as the experimental treatment was conducted in tandem with other therapy. They also note the small size of the study group and the absence of a control group as cautions before making applications to the general population. However, the study authors write, "Accumulating evidence suggests that psilocybin with accompanying psychological support can be used safely to treat a range of psychiatric conditions, including end-of-life anxiety and depression, alcohol and tobacco addiction, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and, most recently from our group, treatment-resistant major depression. They plan to test psilocybin against a major antidepressant in another trial." Despite these positive results, psilocybin can also cause some pretty crazy side effects, like panic attacks, paranoia, strange reactions, and outbursts. Also, eating the wrong mushroom to get high may result in poisoning. So, seriously, don't undertake this treatment on your own. Today's episode was written by Alia Hoyt and produced by Tristan McNeil. For more on this and lots of other psychedelic topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.